But you have absolutely no data whatsoever to support that in the use of an expensive drug with significant toxicity. The adjuvant setting alone, Tom's commented that people should be reluctant to use bevacizumab, a proven drug in a wide range of a population, because of very limited toxicity data in a metastatic group. And now we're going to use erlotinib willy-nilly in an adjuvant setting where we actually have proven therapies. What we haven't shown in any of this stuff is that there's any advantage whatsoever to the use of erlotinib upfront rather than chemotherapy first. Drugs that are proven that have validated targets work in a broad range of population. We haven't shown any harm of using that first and then using erlotinib upon progression in any population. I mean, why not do that and then bring this in if those drugs don't work?
Harvey?
Well, I think that's almost a daily question now over at our place, where people come in and they've been operated on and they know about mutational status and they want to know, well, why not go on this supposedly less toxic erlotinib? In my heart of hearts, for the patient who's a never smoker that has a mutation, I have to say that I can't off trial dissuade, because it makes sense to me. Obviously, though, the data has to be performed so that we have the answer to Marty's question, which is, if you put it face up against what we think are the best adjuvant chemotherapies right now, is that the way to go? But I think we're talking about a selected population. I think we're talking about enriching for a population that we're sort of loading the dice for. And in that situation, I can't, let's just say, go against what the patient comes to me who's read all the data and wants to get that and is willing to go that route.
Marty?
I want to see data. Phase 3 may eventually show it. Well, you know what? I have equipoise. That's how I can put a patient on a phase 3 trial. I don't know the answer. And you know what? I'll tell you, the most formative moment for me in oncology was as a fellow watching how MACOP B and promacitabam died. But you know what? I knew as a fellow that they were better than CHOP. I knew it, because we had all this mathematical data. We had fabulous phase 2 data. It was a little bit more toxic. It was hard to give. But I learned something from that, and I learned that I really don't know the answer till I know the answer, and I can bet one way or the other, but I'm willing to do it. I'd put my patients on the study. I intend fully to put my patients on the bevacizumab study with great enthusiasm, and I think we will accrue well to that adjuvant study, because I think that now we don't have a no-therapy control arm, and that will make it much easier. And I think I've got to say, we really need to see this. And we don't know the right order to give these drugs. And erlotinib is not so harmless. It's a drug with some significant toxicities.
Tom?
I just think you pushed us on this in Houston last year on this issue. And I've softened on this issue as well. I've come more around to where Vince is on this point, that I think that for patients who have mutation-positive disease, you need a detailed discussion with them. And the point, Marty, I'm not saying that for that individual patient, they're not going to be able to wait for the phase 3 trial to be done. Obviously, I endorse the concept of phase 3 trials, and I certainly think enthusiastically we should do them. But for that patient who's mutation positive, I do have a long discussion with them, and I don't think it's crazy to think about adding erlotinib after chemotherapy. Absolutely should give chemotherapy. I'm not saying instead of, but adding erlotinib afterwards. Neil pushed me on that question in Houston, and actually it was actually one of the things that helped my feelings sort of evolve on that. And I think that since then I've become more accommodating to patients who want to consider that as an adjuvant option.
I think it's very tough, but I think at the same time, because obviously you have this issue with mutation positivity, but as was shown, those patients do better anyway. You know, it is a prognostic, and who knows in the adjuvant, but I think, do you discuss with them the SWOG data with ARISA, where, you know,
yes,
in a setting where you actually
that's
have the area
the
which should be most sensitive,
that's
you know,
part
the group
discussion.
Most sensitive and actually had a worse
but
outcome.
But that's an unselected group of patients.
Well, we don't know that it's they worse
that's
outcome.
True. It's unselected. Well, at least it certainly didn't show an advantage and had increased toxicity, and I don't know. I looked at those lines, and they're sure as hell the ARISA line is below the other one, and you know, I know
a
it's not.
Below. St-